This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
For CEOs, for marketing leaders, I think there are few things more frustrating than staring at a huge Google Ads budget and just realizing the conversions aren't there.
Mm.
You're paying these premium prices for what you're told is immediate search intent, you know, but then month after month, you're just left with wasted clicks, maybe some low quality leads, and this sinking feeling that half your money just evaporated.
It's an incredibly common scenario, and the first instinct is always to blame the platform, to say, oh, Google Ads is just too expensive, or it's too saturated.
Right.
But the source material we've pulled together for today, including some really great research from a PPC specialist named Clark Marigo, it argues that the problem isn't the platform at all. It's the strategy. It's the lack of a deep integration of buyer signals. We have to move beyond just that simple one-dimensional keyword targeting.
Okay, so let's unpack that.
Yeah.
Our mission for this deep dive is to explore a much more sophisticated, data-driven methodology that's really designed to solve exactly that problem.
Yeah.
It's called the intent multiplier, and it combines that explicit intent, what someone types into Google, with their implicit behavior, so what they do after they click.
Yes.
We're going to dive deep into the three core elements you need to implement this, and the goal here is a system for predictable scaling and, maybe most importantly, a big drop in your cost per acquisition.
What I find fascinating here is how this whole methodology, it just reframes paid search. Most advertisers, you know, they see the initial click as the finish line.
Right. You got the click, you're done.
Exactly. When in reality, it should be the starting pistol. The intent multiplier takes the most expensive part of the whole funnel, that initial click, and it forces it to be validated by user action before you commit any more serious budget.
And that leads us right to why so many of these conventional Google Ads strategies just fail. They hit what you could almost call a click wall.
A click wall. I like that.
Yeah. The goal is just to get the prospect to the landing page.
Yeah.
And then the strategy just ends. You cross your fingers, you hope they convert, and if they don't, they just become another name on a long, expensive retargeting list. It's so passive.
And the intent multiplier recognizes that stopping there isn't just inefficient, it's financially damaging. The search query is just the first signal.
Only the first.
Think of it like a job application. It tells you they have some interest.
Yeah.
But layering in what the prospect does next, their behavior on your site, how deep they engage, that's the interview process. That's what gives you the confidence you need to invest more aggressively.
So we're not just optimizing for a click anymore. We're optimizing for the entire behavior chain that signals someone is actually ready to buy. I mean, that sounds like a lot more work, though. What are the real measurable benefits here?
The sources outline three, and they all kind of flow together. Mm-hmm. First, and you'll see this almost immediately, is lowering wasted budget. You stop throwing good money after bad.
So,
if a user clicks your ad, they show that initial search intent, but then they show low engagement intent. You know, they bounce immediately or just glance at the homepage for 7 seconds. You stop spending on them. You drastically cut that high-cost retargeting.
That's a huge shift. So you're not treating every click the same. You're grading them the second they land.
Precisely. Which brings us to benefit number two, higher conversion rates. By cutting spend on those low-intent clicks, you free up your budget to prioritize bids and spend on users who have, by their actions, already raised their hand.
You're chasing the validated buyers, not just the random browsers.
Exactly. You concentrate your firepower where it matters.
And for any business that's trying to grow, I've got to think this third benefit is the most critical one. Predictable scaling.
Absolutely. Marketing leaders are always fighting that vagueness of attribution. But once you can document a clear correlation between a search query, a specific on-site behavior, and the final conversion, that vagueness just disappears.
So you move from hope to strategy.
You move from hopeful investment to a calculated one. You can scale your budget with confidence because you know what return, what CPA to expect for every new dollar you put in. It turns lead gen from this vague metric into a predictable, repeatable system.
That predictability is the key. That's the strategic advantage. It ends the guessing game. Okay, let's get into the mechanics of this. The intent multiplier, it integrates signals across three core elements. This is where most strategies fall apart, right? Let's start at the foundation, explicit intent.
Right. The foundation, like you said, is the Google Ads search query data. This is where it all starts, but it requires this almost obsessive level of optimization of the search terms report. You can't just rely on broad match or remove obvious junk terms like free.
So you're not just sweeping up bad clicks, you're actively filtering for gold. But wait, isn't that what everyone tries to do? Tighten keywords, add negatives. How is this different?
It's different because it doesn't just exclude, it prioritizes for the next step. You have to categorize every valuable query into one of three buckets: commercial, informational, or navigational.
Most advertisers, they just spread their budget kind of thinly across all three. The intent multiplier says you need to zero in on the high-value commercial keywords. Those are the ones that signal immediate buyer intent.
Okay, give us some examples of those. What does a hyper-commercial immediate intent keyword look like in, say, a B2B world?
The sources give some great ones. Things that show bottom-of-funnel thinking.
Yeah.
Like managed IT pricing.
Pricing, yeah.
Or B2B SEO consultant cost.
Hmm.
Or even enterprise cloud migration quote. You see the pattern. Pricing, cost, quote. These aren't people looking for the definition of something. They're ready to evaluate vendors now.
That makes perfect sense. Okay, so we've established the search term, the what they want.
Mm.
And now, this is where it gets really powerful, user clicks. We move into implicit intent, website behavioral signals, the secondary signal, the validation. Exactly. This is the behavioral audit.
Yeah.
We're tracking engagement metrics beyond the conversion page. You have to have robust tracking set up to identify and then create Google audiences based on these specific behaviors, behaviors that signal serious interest, even if they didn't fill out your form right away.
I can just hear a lot of marketers groaning right now.
Mm.
I mean, they track conversions, sure, but tracking all these little granular steps can feel like a huge technical chore. Why is it worth the effort?
Because it separates the curious from the committed. Standard tracking is like, it's like noting someone walked into a library. That's the click.
Okay.
Implicit intent tracking is noting that they walked straight to the financial services shelf, pulled out three specific books, and spent 10 minutes reading the chapter on pricing structures. That depth tells you everything.
They're not browsing, they're planning.
They are planning, and the source material gives us specific examples of this high-value behavior. It's not just general time on site.
Where are they?
Okay, so for example, one, they visit your pricing page, but they don't convert. That's evaluation, high intent. Two, and this is crucial, they view three or more of your case study pages. We call it a gold mine because someone reading multiple success stories is deep in research. They're mitigating their risk.
Yeah.
And three, maybe they spend over 3 minutes on your detailed services page, scrolling down to the nitty-gritty details.
That's the big aha moment, isn't it? So a user searches for B2B SEO agency Dallas, that's high explicit intent, and then they view a case study on a competitor in their industry. The intent multiplier just confirmed they are a validated high-value prospect.
They've passed the test. They've basically interviewed for the right to be marketed to more aggressively. They're not just a search term anymore. They're a pre-qualified lead based purely on data.
And that validation takes us to the third part, the multiplier effect. Retargeting and bid adjustment. This is how you monetize that data. This is where the CPA really drops.
It is.
But let me push back a little here. If I already have a standard retargeting campaign and Google's smart bidding is already optimizing for me, why do I need this complex extra layer? Isn't this just overcomplicating things?
That's a fair question, and it's a common one. The difference is granularity. It's intent synchronization. Standard retargeting is generic. It hits everyone who clicked. Here, the first action is aggressive retargeting, but it's completely different.
How so?
You use those high-intent behavioral audiences, the pricing page viewers, the case study goldmine readers, for campaigns that are tailored to the content they just consumed.
So the ad isn't just, hey, come back to our site. It's more like, did you see how we helped a company just like yours? Let's talk specifics.
Exactly. The message references what they viewed. It helps move them toward what some sales methodologies call a three-call close, where you need multiple points of contact, you're treating our behavior like a micro-conversion, and you're speeding up the sales cycle before they even fill out a form.
That makes the retargeting way more efficient.
Yeah.
But let's talk about the bidding strategy on the original search campaign, because that feels like the real game changer for CPA.
It is. The optimized bid strategy is the core of the whole multiplier effect. You create these Google Ads audience lists based on the combined data. So if a user is searching for a high-value commercial term and they are already in your high-value audience list from past behavior, you want to win that bid every single time.
So why not just let Google's automated bidding handle that? It's supposed to be smart.
Because automated bidding is optimizing for conversion likelihood. This strategy optimizes for conversion likelihood plus historical high-value validation. We have to explicitly tell the system that this specific combination of search query and past behavior is exponentially more valuable than just any old user.
And the sources get specific on how to do that, right? There's a recommendation.
They do. To make sure you dominate that auction for this golden prospect, the methodology calls for applying a positive bid modifier, specifically in the range of plus 25% to plus 50% on your search campaigns targeting these users.
Whoa. Okay, a 50% bid increase is...
Yeah.
That's aggressive. You're paying significantly more for that click. If the goal is a low CPA, why would we willingly jack up our cost?
This is where that confidence from the implicit data pays off. You're paying more, yes, but you are paying for certainty, not for speculation.
Okay.
If a user searches for a high-cost term and they've already shown you they're in deep research mode by reading multiple case studies, their value is so high that paying 50% more to guarantee you get that click and beat your competitor to it is a high ROI calculated move.
So you're protecting your most valuable auction target.
Exactly. You sacrifice the micro CPA on that one click to secure the much more important macro CPA win on the final conversion.
That reframes the cost completely. It's an investment in a verified sales opportunity, not just a random click. So bringing it all together, what does this ultimately mean for you, the listener, for the CEO or the marketing leader?
It means you can finally eliminate that frustration of vague results, because every dollar you spend is now traceable back to a behavior that screams high buying intent. The intent multiplier provides crystal clear, indisputable attribution.
It justifies the spend.
It justifies every single dollar, and it changes the conversation from, hey, are our ads even working, to, okay, how aggressively can we scale these validated systems?
And that strategic advantage, as we talked about, it goes way beyond just cost per acquisition.
Oh, absolutely. The intent multiplier lets businesses scale their Google Ads budget with confidence, all while keeping a low CPA. And that gives you the predictable lead generation you need for sustained growth. This is what lets marketing confidently forecast cash flow, get future budget increases approved, and, maybe most importantly, consistently beat competitors who are still stuck in that stop-at-the-click mindset.
So to recap, the intent multiplier is this strategic marriage of explicit commercial search terms and deeply tracked implicit website behavior. This all leads to hyper-optimized retargeting and a confident, aggressive bidding strategy.
It's all about recognizing that the buying journey starts with the search, but it's validated by the on-site breadcrumbs the buyer leaves behind for you.
And that journey is everything.
It is. The source material defines that search query as only the first signal, with all that post-click behavior providing the critical confidence you need to scale your budget. So if the real value is in tracking that nuanced engagement after the click visiting the pricing page, reviewing case studies, this raises a pretty important question for you to think about. What other often ignored post-click user signals are hiding in plain sight? Things like maybe hovering over a specific image or using your on-site search bar or even viewing a help doc. What signals are out there just waiting to be leveraged for truly predictive lead generation? That's something worth mulling over next time you're in your analytics report.
That is definitely something to think about. That's all the time we have for this deep dive. We'll catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.